Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson, Minneapolis, Minnesota Mayor, I are lying to you. It's demonstrable fact, and they're following Democrat Party Soros talking points. In this same post, I'll post both of their statements. You can see it for yourself. They're both saying that the Border Patrol and ICE are committing crimes, they're kidnapping people, and that what they're doing is illegal, and that they could arrest ICE, but they don't want to have a confrontation. That is a complete lie. Of course, they also go on with the same talking point as you've seen everywhere, that there's no warrants. Well, in immigration enforcement, it's called a court order, which is even stronger than a warrant of arrest and deportation. It's a final order. It's not just a warrant to go arrest somebody or to go raid somebody and search through their papers and effects. And everybody knows this who has half a brain. And most of their constituents do too, but Democrats want an excuse to riot, an excuse to get violent. Last night, they stormed hotels. They thought ICE was in, attacked the employees, you know, knocked out windows. It is raw communist behavior, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what the left is today. In New York, huge rally, 10,000 people chanting, hang Kristi Noem, save a life, kill ICE, burn them, kill them all, kill them all, kill them all. Literal Marine Corps chants, but from communists. So this is who they are. And they've got all the tens of thousands killed by illegal aliens, raped and murdered. They never want to hear about that. They always hide that in the newspaper. They always hide that on TV. You already see crime rates plunging in the last year because of what ICE has been able to do at a limited level, because Biden had dismantled it. So now they've been pushing, just fried 2 weeks ago, telling Border Patrol and ICE, you stay in the city, you will die, because their people are getting more and more violent. But finally, they got what they wanted, and they trained these women. They trained this woman to be a, quote, Antifa super soldier and warrior at the elementary school where her child went. And you see the Karens all over the country blocking ICE in and ramming their vehicles, and ICE facilities being shot up and their vans being shot up, people getting hit with bullets, and Border Patrol killed by Trantifa. And they're foaming at the mouth, saying, we're coming to kill you. They're all over the place. And now you have Fry and others saying, we have a Second Amendment to defend against this. He said that in the video yesterday. So they're not even implying go out and be violent. They're saying it. I posted that video on X last night. But at the end of the day, I now blame the Justice Department. And if Trump doesn't take action on them, Trump. Because this is cut and dry illegal. It's not free speech to lie and say people are unlawful. They're committing crimes. Get your Second Amendment, as Don Lemon and all the rest of them have said, and go after them. And then for months and months before this woman got killed, you see the countless videos where they go out at ICE things and say, I'm going to put a bullet in your head. You're going to die. We're going to Charlie Kirk your ass. And they just foam at the mouth. And then I also saw the talking points the first few days. Oh, she just lived there. She was backing out of her parking lot. Or, oh, she took a wrong turn. No. She was out there with her butch wife or whatever it is, blocking him, getting in their way, stopping them, and then running into him. And now that footage is out, none of the corporate media will show it. Of course they won't, because they need the pretext under the Podesta plan for a civil war in this country. So this is next level outrageous. It is not kidnapping when you have people with criminal records who've committed crimes in this country, in almost every case, and the crime of coming here illegally, when you have a court order to deport them. That is the fact, that is the reality. Now, sometimes when they're raiding a drug house or human trafficking house, they also have warrants, because there's gonna be other people there that might be citizens as well, to search the premises for drugs and paraphernalia and things like that. So sometimes they do have warrants as well. But the left knows this, they're just playing dumb. I even saw Jesse Ventura going, they don't have warrants, they're Gestapo. Come on. These people are really trying to manipulate this nation into a crisis, and they want to divert away from the Somalis and the $24 billion stolen Minnesota and all the rest of the debt they're fighting around the country with the Somalis and other groups as the bag men for the Democrats. And that's why so many Democrat Party officials, whether it's Mayor Fry or Tampon Tim, all of them, Ilhan Omar, have been caught with, as soon as they get in office, being worth $500,000, $30 million. Get in office worth $250,000, worth $50 million. Look up their net worth. Straight up into the sky. I'll continue to follow more reports as this unfolds. There's Soros-funded demonstrations happening all over the country this weekend, and they need violence because they've lost the political debate. Now, some people say, well, why are you suddenly worshiping the feds when the constitutional duty is being followed of the Border Patrol?
All right. RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in today for Alex. He usually hosts The War Room each and every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time here on InfoWars.com, band.video. Please do share those links. And as always, all of our content is free to air. Download it yourself, clip it out yourself, upload it yourself, make money with it, monetize it. We just want the information out there. It's what this has always been about for us. And you can see the fruit of our success, of our operation, of the mass awakening happening right now and the corresponding mass falling asleep. I don't know. What's the opposite of awakening? Delving deeper into the cave, attacking the people that are trying to take you out of the cave. Because as more and more Americans wake up, the system, the powers that be, the globalist enterprise gets more aggressive, gets more defensive, starts going a little bit crazier. And we're seeing it worldwide right now. I'm going to continue to cover the protests, so-called, which is not accurate. They're not protests. The designed, organized, insurrectionist, seditious activity that's been pre-planned and organized, you know, waiting for the moment to pop off. That is not the only thing happening in the world right now. Iran, of course, is facing some existential problems of its own that America will likely get drawn into one way or the other. We also have the story of Patagonia burning. I want to get into both of those, and I also want to get in some other, you know, pretty major stories from around the world. But let's stick for the moment with what's going on in America. And let's start over from the beginning, okay? Because for the average normie out there that might not really understand what's going on here and who's telling the truth and who's not, you don't have to believe us. You don't have to listen to the opinions of anybody. We have the video. We'll show it to you. We'll explain exactly what's going on. Because if you can understand, if you can grasp that Rene Good was lawfully killed because she attacked a police officer, then everything else kind of makes sense, right? If this was a police killing that was random and this response is all a natural, you know, outpouring of grief and anger over this event, then that's one. Then you can look at what's going on today with one perspective. If you understand that the killing wasn't illegal, that it was an act of self-defense, that she was trying to run over the police with her car, that she was trained to do this by activist groups who want her to put herself in dangerous situations because her being killed is what they've wanted this entire time. It's what they've been really begging for and trying to orchestrate, trying to bring about by training people in this way. And I'll show you some of the training videos in just a second. If you can understand that nothing about this is natural or normal or, you know, unorchestrated, it gives you a whole other perspective of what we're witnessing out there. So let's start over at the beginning and let's just lay down the groundwork, the incontrovertible fact that this woman tried to run over a police officer with her car and was shot in self-defense. She was using her car as a deadly weapon and paid the ultimate price for it. That's tragic and that's sad. The fault is her and her lesbian wife telling her to drive right now and talking tough to the, you know, ICE agents a moment before, and all of these stochastic terrorists in the Democratic Party and the mainstream media who have been filling these people's heads with absolute nonsense, encouraging them to go out and put themselves in harm's way by telling them that they're heroes for doing so, when in reality they're simply obstructing lawful activity. Ex-brother-in-law of woman killed by ICE said she should have minded her own business. I mean, yeah. Yeah. And the thing that really is baffling about this is, like, can we not just treat these people like any other body, like anybody else getting in the way of an arrest? I mean, if the police were going and busting down the door of a crack house, or if they were engaged in a chase with somebody who just robbed a bank, and some random person drives their car out deliberately to block the police so that the criminal can get away, I mean, what are the police just going to let them do that and just work around it? No, you arrest that person. You go, okay, you are now being charged with robbing a bank. Sorry. So why do we not treat these people like that? The police are there to execute on a law. They're there lawfully to get criminals. And here these, dumbass women are getting in the way. Arrest them. Just arrest them. Why are they even allowed? Like, that would have solved this. She would have never died if she'd just been hauled out of the car and arrested the moment she showed up. No, instead, she's allowed to mess around for a couple minutes, allowed to get in the way and try to bully the police, and then she tries to run over one of them with the car. So, yeah, she got shot. It sucks, but what the hell is she doing? All right, let's go to clip 7 here, just so we can get the... That's the shot from the ICE officer's actual phone. But let's go to clip 7, and we'll play it, with the audio and everything. This is the shot that shows beyond any doubt, and it proves everybody from Don Lemon to Jen Psaki to the mayor to the governor, they're all lying. They've all seen this video. They all know the police officer got hit. Let's watch. Here's the video that shows the police officer being hit by the car on video. Incontrovertible. Here it is. Okay, here you can see the car starts moving forward, hits the guy, and there's the gunshot. Okay, so the series of events is the car starts going, the car hits the guy, then the bullet is fired. And let's play it back from the beginning just so one more time, just if anybody's watching this and is, confused at why, libertarians or, people that are against tyranny are on the side of the cop in this, well, that's why. Because he got hit by a car. Because this woman is no different than any other video you see of some criminal being asked politely to step out of the car when he decides to try to grab the cop's gun or run him over or whatever else. Yeah, the cop has to defend himself. That's why you don't attack them with deadly force, you morons. So that's the truth. That's the reality. And we can go to, there's a video that says super slow-mo. I thought I had it on the list here. Because that's another one. Clip 32 here. Renee, super slow-mo. Because in this one, and don't play it yet, let me explain it first. In this one, you can see the car, and you can see she turns her wheels, she backs up at first, and then she floors it. And you can actually see the front tires spin because there's ice on the road. If there hadn't been ice on the road, or if she had not slammed her foot on the pedal quite so fast, if there had been grip and friction for those tires to grab, she would have killed this cop. You're about to see in super slow-mo, she presses the accelerator so hard, her front wheels, this front-wheel drive car, spin in the ice and then catch grip, and then it starts moving forward. So she slammed the accelerator trying to run this guy over, and the only thing that saved his life is the fact there was ice on the ground and she slammed the accelerator too hard and it actually was counterproductive to her. Let's watch the slow-mo. So here you can see she's backing up. Officer's trying to get her out of her car. There's, you see that? You see the front wheel spin like that? That was her with an officer directly in front of her grill, slamming the accelerator to try to run him over. And the tire slipping. Watch. She straightens it out. There she shifted into drive, slams the accelerator. It spins about half a rotation and then catches the grip and starts to move forward. That woman slammed the accelerator. Okay, so we've all seen these videos a million times. I'm playing to you again just to lay down the groundwork so we all understand there's no confusion about this. The woman tried to run a cop over with her car. She hit him with the car, and he fired in self-defense. A man who'd already been dragged 300 feet by another illegal immigrant 6 months ago, spent time in the hospital getting 30-something stitches, and you're trying to run him over with the car. Okay? That's what happened. There you go. Now you have the reality. And just in case you think I'm not the right guy to tell you this, let's go to clip number 39. This is, believe it or not, the chief of the Chicago police, who has now come out firmly on the side of ICE and is here to explain to you why you don't try to run over the police with your car. Let's watch.
Let me make this clear. Federal agents, ICE, HSI, are officers. They are agents of law enforcement. If you box them in with vehicles, it is reasonable for them to believe that they are being ambushed and that this could end in a deadly situation. And it's reasonable for them to use force based on those conditions. Do not box in any law enforcement officer. You are breaking the law when you do that. And you are putting yourself in danger. Following law enforcement agents around. The question is why? What do you plan on doing? It's also reasonable for them to believe that you're eventually going to do harm to them. If you ram any vehicle, especially that one that contains law enforcement agents, and that's any law enforcement, local, state, federal, county, and you do this intentionally, this is considered deadly force. Deadly force is anything that can cause great bodily harm or death. When you plow into a vehicle that contains law enforcement agents, you're using deadly force. And they can use deadly force in response to stop you. We need to be clear about these laws. We cannot become a society where we just decide to take everything in our own hands and start to commit crimes against law enforcement. It is a crime. You may not like what they're doing. I can understand that there's a lot of emotions out there, but that does not mean that you get to commit a crime, especially one that could lead to deadly force. We need to keep everyone safe. Our responsibilities when it comes to federal agents, and I've been asked these questions, we do not interfere with the duties and responsibilities of federal agents.
Lays it out perfectly clear. I have nothing to add. It could not be more obvious. It could not be more simple. It could not be more self-evident. But we're dealing with Democrats here. Their whole thing is upending everything that is natural and obvious and self-explanatory about burying it all under layer upon layer of, you know, therapy speak psychobabble until they don't understand that countries have borders and police stop crimes. I mean, they are out to sea. They don't understand any of this. Or they do understand and they are actively involved in the radical dismantling of our country. I mean, they're either stupid or evil, and those are really the only options. Just so we understand, it ain't just me saying this. It's literally everybody with a brain. It's everybody who has a brain. Now, that leaves a lot of people out. In this case, Ilhan Omar. Clip 34 here. This is an interesting one because we've seen a bunch of videos already, and I've got a lot more videos and quotes of just flagrantly lying about this. Just outright blatant deception. Milwaukee Bucks head coach Doc Rivers claims Renee Good was, quote, just trying to go home and was straight up murdered, pushes false narrative that brown people are under attack from government forces. She was just trying to go home. I mean, these people, again, this is why we played in the beginning. These people believe the lies. The lies are this woman had nothing to do with ICE, definitely didn't try to run them over, wasn't harassing them, wasn't stalking them. She was confused and trying to execute a three-point turn, and they shot her in the face. It is such a flagrant, offensive lie, especially when you consider how they've treated other people like Ashley Babbitt, who didn't do anything nearly as much as this woman, right? Just completely different. She wasn't trying to run anybody over. She was actually obeying orders from the police at the time, who were right there within hand's reach, could have grabbed her at any point. But no, Michael Byrd was hiding in wait, sticking his hand out from behind a corner to shoot her. And they, you know, say that she's a domestic terrorist and deserves it. And I've got videos of people screaming about that at the protest of a woman who was killed trying to run over a police officer. These people have no consistency, no morals, no principles. They're just trying to use this death for everything they've got. But they're telling everybody that the cop was never hit. The cop was never in danger. The woman never tried to hit him. She wasn't trying to interfere with anything. All of these lies are blown away by the video of the event happening. So now they're changing their tactic a little bit. Ilhan Omar's got an interesting take on this. She admits that the officer was about to be run over, that the woman was driving right at the cop, and she says it's the cop's fault. Let's watch.
If they are saying that he has 10 years on service and is trained, he should know that you shouldn't be trying to get in front of a moving car.
So he was in front of a moving car, but it's his fault because you should have been trained not to move in front of a moving car, except that when he was in front of the car, it was stopped, and then they tried to start moving. He should have listened to his training and never stood in front of a stopped car. What the hell does that mean? Okay, so you understand she's admitting that we're right. She's admitting that they tried to run this guy over. She's just saying it's his fault for being where the woman was driving. Okay. Again, these are not smart people. But she did just admit we were right there. Should we watch some other not smart people? Let's go to clip 27. I mean, these people are victims. Honestly, I feel bad. Like, not that bad, but I feel bad for the people that are convinced to go protest this stuff. They're victims too. They're victims of this brainwashing that's actually putting them in harm's way. Like Renee Good. How many people in her life, up to the last second of her life, were telling her, Good, go, do it. Do it. Go, press the accelerator now. Go get in the way of ICE. We'll train you how to do it. We'll encourage you. You'll be a hero. And now she's dead. And now more people are doing exactly what she was doing, encouraged by the stochastic terrorism of the left. Let's go to clip 27 here. Here's a woman trying to stop a 2-ton truck with her body, with her frail little human body. Let's watch. Well, there you go. One of the geniuses running backwards, trying to stop the car. Like, I mean, does she think she can stop it? Does she think that if she just gets if she gets her shoulder under there, it'll come screeching to a stop? Or is she trying to get run over? I mean, one wrong step here, it's actually kind of impressive. She's actually good at running backwards. One low there, she has a friend. They'll stop it together. There's another woman staying in front of the car. I mean, these people are insane. One wrong step there, she's under that car, right? And this is a stupid thing to do. But they're trying to create martyrs. They're encouraging these people to go out and be idiots. They're encouraging them to do this to the officers. Go to clip 26 here. Another local terrorist just deliberately smashed the window of a DHS agent vehicle. Let's watch this here real quick. Okay, so there's a guy with a hammer smashes the back window. Okay, now, following January 6th, 2021, the FBI was able to identify pretty much every single person that was in D.C. on that day. And they use that information to kick down those two people's doors in the middle of the night, haul them out of their beds, throw them in a concrete box with the lights on and the air in the, you know, freezing temperatures 24 hours a day for up to 2 years before they ever even went into trial. Absolute literal torture when the people never even been accused of a crime, let alone on camera committing one, right? The people that high-fived police on the way in and then were charged with domestic terrorism. So where's even a percentage of that effort to find these people? Is that guy going to be hauled away in the middle of the night and charged with domestic terrorism? He's on camera actually breaking a window of an ICE vehicle while it's in operation, while it's trying to, you know, fulfill their constitutional duties and their orders from the president. Is that guy going to be arrested? Are we going to have sedition hunters track that guy down? I mean, we should. People high-fiving the police as they walked into the Capitol didn't actually commit a crime. Certainly not a felony. Certainly not something that would necessitate a nationwide manhunt. Worst thing you could possibly say is they were on the premises outside of normal business hours. They trespassed with permission from the police, who, I remind you, were high-fiving them as they went in. So they never committed a crime. These people are committing crimes. These people are actually engaged in insurrection. They're actually engaged in sedition. So where are the sedition hunters? Where are we tracking them down? Are we arresting them? Are we throwing them in prison for years on end for trying to overthrow this country? Because this threat that we're facing right now makes January 6th pale in comparison, as if it was ever anything. Let's go to clip 22 here. Dozens of leftists are actively stalking ICE agents in their vehicles and on foot in Minneapolis. The agents are outnumbered and in a very dangerous situation. Let's watch. So here again, you know, you got ICE agents on their own, massively outnumbered with all these people that are getting in their way. In some cases, assaulting them, some cases, breaking the windows of their car, at the very least, obstructing lawful activities and making it so much more dangerous and chaotic for the average ICE agent there. So why are we letting them do this? You don't need to let people do this. Like, what are we doing? It's legitimately dangerous, and it is going to lead to more people dying. So the thing to do right now is to crush this with everything you've got to make sure it doesn't happen into the future. And we go to clip number three here. This is one where, again, these boomer women, I mean, it's just crazy, are like trying to fight ICE agents. This woman gets a face full of mace for her trouble. So they're yelling at her, and they're she banged his window. And I see the guy on the left has a cane, and we're about to witness a miracle, folks. We are about to witnessing of this crippled man. Like you see in some of the evangelical curses, he's about to be cured of his paralysis. So there, the cop pulls down his window, sprays the people with mace. And look, and the man's running. He doesn't need his cane anymore. It's a miracle. Hallelujah. Wasn't that something that amazing? To see a man with a cane suddenly take off on a street covered with ice. Now, the canes are weapons. It's a new thing Antifa's doing because, you know, they're dishonest scumbags. So they want to be armed at their protest, but they also want to be able to say, you want to take a cane from a crippled guy? How dare you? Because nothing about them is honest. They have to be crushed, not listened to, not argued with, destroyed outright, politically. Now, Trump, please.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish DMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in and go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in today for Alex Jones. Absolutely insane protests popping off really around the world. Everywhere from Tel Aviv to Iran to here, all across America, of course. And every time I see a trend like this, I can't help but be reminded of 2019. In 2019, in December of 2019, I did a year in review, and I called it 2019, the year the mask came off, because 2019 was the year of the yellow vests. It was the year of the Hong Kong protests. And at one point, there was something like 30 protest movements going on around the world, from El Salvador to like all across South and Central America, all across Asia, massive uprisings. And in return, in response, massive tyranny, the crackdowns on Hong Kong, the crackdowns on the yellow vest. I mean, so I called it the year the mask came off, because it was like the year that, okay, the powers that be stopped pretending to actually be liberal Democrats. They stopped pretending to actually value, you know, popular protests. They love to pretend that this is their values. They love to pretend that we listen to the voice of the people. Then when it's somebody protesting against them, they will crack down with the force of 1,000 suns. No limits, right? And it was a little bit ironic that at the end of 2019, I'm seeing all this momentum, all this movement towards massive uprisings around the world. The year the mask came off. And what happened in January 2020? Well, the masks went right back on, didn't they? And COVID-19 locked the whole world down. So anytime I see a moment like this with all of these uprisings all over the world, I can't help but wonder, what are they going to unleash to crack down on this? What new man-made horror beyond comprehension will be aimed and fired at humanity to stop us from getting a little bit too uppity with our rulers? It's a little concerning. So again, I am going to move on to some of that stuff. I just want to finish with a few more videos I haven't been able to get to that I think are extremely important. There are other ones that are just funny that I'd like to show you as well. Yeah, hack attack, by the way. That's plan C. That's plan C. So you might want to look into the lockstep document that so accurately predicted COVID. Well, they accurately predicted today as well in their section called hack attack, where they explain how the trust in the government will collapse. And so the philanthropists, we know what that means, right? The rulers of the world, the Rockefeller types, are supposed to decentralize and basically create their own little pockets of control because the national system is failing to maintain obedience. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. You know that, right? Like all this stuff. It's why we can predict them so easily. It's why we can tell the future. It's because you understand that the people in power are evil and have genocidal plans for the world that they've published for the last 100 years. So everything's in line with that. But I want to show two videos in particular that I say go together fairly well. They fit one in the other in a way that I think will become clear. Let's go to clip 49 here. This was a discovery, an investigation. Apparently the FBI can't figure this out. FBI can't do this. CIA totally lost, like all of the people that we pay billions upon billions of dollars to track down threats to our country. None of them can find the people that are paid agitators that have caused more strife and chaos and grief than everybody on the right wing combined. Let's go to clip 49 here.
I'm right now I'm representing myself and I'm representing the folks at Rise and Resist who have been trained.
Okay, so Rise and Resist.
How much
do they pay you to wear this vest?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
So I did some digging and the woman trying to stop my interview is named Karen Shaw. She is a professional protester. I found her at almost 100 different protests. Let's look at her portfolio, shall we? Here's her outside Trump Tower saying TikTok time's up. Here's her saying ban guns, not drag. Amazing. This is her telling us that lies have consequences. She is also very passionate about abortion. Even in the video right now, she's just wearing a hat that says abortion on it. Sometimes she gets less creative though and just holds a sign that says enough. Now here I found her working with a different professional protester that I've exposed. This is Stuart Waldman. He was there when they raised the Palestinian flag over City Hall in Rhode Island.
Everyone knows you.
Everyone knows me?
They know what you do.
I know what you do as well, Stuart Waldman. You are on the board of RiseAndResist.org, the company that is paying people like Karen for a second job as a professional protester. And the donation link to give you money is just Act Blue, which is the fundraising platform for the Democrat Party. That's who you are, Stuart Waldman. Now back to Karen. I found her with another professional protester that I've exposed. This was back at the Tesla protest. This is just a few photos of this other professional protester out of maybe 50 that I found.
And that's just one of literally dozens and dozens and dozens of people who travel state to state starting riots. Do you know it's illegal to travel from one state to another to start a riot? Why aren't they being arrested? Why aren't they being arrested? Especially when they're stating this openly. I mean, if I wanted to, I could spend this entire show just showing you clips of TikTok users and Reddit users with their full names, and in many cases, their faces and like place of business on camera, making actual violent threats against ICE agents, the president, a million different people. We can't find them. We can't round them up. We can't arrest them. Why not? And the answer to that is because we don't want to. It is not a matter of our ability. It's not a matter of finding these people or identifying them. We know who they are. We know who they're working with, where they get their money. We know all of it. So why aren't we arresting them? Because the people that would arrest them are in bed with them, are helping them to carry this out, are playing their part, just like all these paid protesters are playing their part in a giant drama that they can't understand, don't comprehend, and yet are willing to die for it. Let's go to clip 53 here. Just keep this in mind with the last video that we saw about the professional protester causing all the problems over the entire country for years on end. Now let's watch 53.
ICE can now draw a digital line around your neighborhood and see the location of every phone inside it. As thousands of federal agents deploy to cities like Minneapolis, an exclusive report from 404 Media reveals the surveillance tool they're using to hunt people down. It's called WebLock. Here's how it works. An agent draws a shape on a digital map, a city block, a workplace, or a protest site. The system instantly pulls up the history of every mobile phone that's been inside that shape. It shows where you sleep, where you work, and who you spend time with. It creates a pattern of life analysis to predict your next move. They don't need a warrant. They don't need a subpoena. They just buy the data from apps installed on your phone right now. Yesterday, an ICE agent shot and killed a U.S. citizen in Minneapolis during an operation. Today, we know they have the technology to watch the entire city without leaving their desk.
And so this is the thing. We have all of this incredible technology, all of this incredible surveillance ability. Why is none of it ever used to benefit the American people? Why is it not being used to identify and arrest professional protesters? Why isn't it being used to identify and arrest illegal aliens? Because that's never what it was intended for. It's intended for you and for me. Do you understand? With the level of surveillance that we have, the level of skill and capability that our law enforcement or military has, for us to be suffering under anything is a choice. For us to be subject or like having to live in the same country as foreign criminals, it's because it's a choice that the people in power made to put us in this position. That's just one of, what, 100 different surveillance suites that the law enforcement has access to? That they can get information in real time about cell phones in a neighborhood, in a city. They can track it. They can see all their contacts, what they've been saying to each other. It's not a good thing. It would actually be a reasonable, justifiable thing if they used it to go after criminals, if they used it to go after illegal aliens, if they used it to go after professional activists, professional problem causers. I wouldn't even have that big of a concern. It's the fact that it's only ever used to go after dissidents to the system. It will only ever, it's not going to be used to go after the people causing the problems now. It's not being used to go after the illegal aliens that all of this is predicated on. It will absolutely be used to track you and me through our social media posts, putting us on a threat matrix. And if we say something too far, of course it's going to be used against us. Of course it has been used against January Sixers. It is being used to round up dissidents to the globalist scheme. It is not being used to stop criminals. And it's the same thing every time. Any power these people get, they will only ever use to your detriment and for the benefit of criminals. Every single time. Try posting an Alex Jones video on Facebook. This could be a test we could do. We can't actually do it. But if we had a scientific environment in which we could carry out an experiment like this, which do you think would be pulled down from Facebook faster? A monologue by Alex Jones or explicit child pornography? It's the same systems to detect both. It's the same AI to detect both. One of them is going to stay up and one of them is going to be taken down. That's sort of the microcosm of what we're experiencing with our surveillance state police state at this point. Is you have all of the capabilities, all of the technological wizardry you could ever need to stop real crimes that are hurting real victims, that are causing real pain in the world, it will only ever be used to shut up dissidents that are pointing out that these people are involved in the very things they're trying to pretend to trying to fight. So just, you know, it's why we're against all of this. All of the Palantir, all of it. And again, if it was used, you know, to help us, that'd be one thing. But, you know, even like the ICE stuff, that's why I'm like, why is it being done like this? Why do you have one ICE guy, you know, running after somebody and then the other ICE team has to come in and pick him up and take him out? And it's like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Find the people that you want to arrest, surveil them, track them until they're alone, and just run in, grab them, run out. Like, this should be so simple. So it is unbelievably simple if we use the technology that we have, if we use the strategies that we have, if we use the power that we have to benefit Americans. None of this would be an issue. All of it is 100% a choice being made. We're going to move on to some other topics. I do want to remind you, tonight is the last night. You only have a few more hours to take advantage of the buy one, get one sale for Bovine Colostrum Plus. If you get Bovine Colostrum Plus right now at thealexjonesstore.com, you get a second tub absolutely free. And these are this is a 30-day supply of Colostrum Plus if you take it as directed. You might end up taking it a little bit more because it really is powerful stuff. It's known as nature's first superfood, Bovine Colostrum Plus from thealexjonesstore.com. Supports gut health and digestion. It strengthens your immune defenses. It supports your recovery for tissue repair and resilience for things like working out. It also enhances stress response because ingredients like ashwagandha support a stress response and your overall physical and mental resilience. Plus, every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com gets you 50 times entries to win our crossover giveaway, which means you can win a Ford Raptor plus $10,000 in cash and a Ford F-250 diesel plus $10,000 in cash. But you only have until midnight tonight, January 11th. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison if you want to let them know who sent you to get Bovine Colostrum Plus free with the purchase of Bovine Colostrum Plus. Buy one, get one free right now on thealexjonesstore.com. Right now, it's that crossover event where you're not only getting 50 times entries to win a truck, you're getting 50 times entries to win both trucks, plus $20,000 in cash, $10,000 each. thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. Let's go to clip 50 here, because one of the big stories over this weekend, I haven't had time, frankly, to delve down into the claims, and the story that's being spread right now to me is highly believable, and I'm inclined to just present it, you know, uncritically. But that's how you get in trouble. That's how you get in trouble. And in fact, I've been in this business long enough to know that when the media and the headlines are saying something that I agree with and I believe to be true, I should be suspicious. Because why are they selling this story when they should otherwise be trying to crack down on it? Basically, the story is that there are massive wildfires in Patagonia in Argentina, an area of Argentina known all over the world for its natural beauty. It's just incredible, like natural resources, the water, the air is like some of the best in the world. But it's all being burned now. It's all being burned to the ground. And the claim is, the accusation made, is that these fires are being started deliberately, specifically by Israeli soldiers, basically, people posing as tourists, but are actually there in order to carry out an act of war against Argentina to burn huge swaths of the country so that friends of theirs can then buy it up for pennies on the dollar. It's the same plan of action that we've seen in Lahaina, that we've seen in the Palisades, that we've seen all over the world in places where particular tracts of land are desired by the globalists. And they figure out the best way to get it on the cheap is to cause some massive natural disaster there and then work with the government to get taxpayer dollars to fund your rebuilding of it. Only it's not going to be what it once was. It'll be a new 15-minute city, or you'll have to bring in, you know, mining companies and natural resource extractions to pay for the, you know, recovery of all of it. So this is a giant scam happening nationwide, or happening worldwide, I should say. And the claim of Israeli starting the fire as a part of a land grab makes perfect sense to me. However, I do have to say, just because it makes sense and, you know, rings true to me, doesn't mean I'm going to present it as if it's absolute fact. I will present the claims to you And then tomorrow on the War Room, I'll give you a full breakdown of what I've discovered, because I do plan to look into this and weigh the claims against the evidence. Let's go to clip 50 here. Here's a little explanation of what's being discussed around Patagonia and Argentina and these suspicious wildfires. Let's watch.
I would like to tell you a little bit, because I'm from Buenos Aires. Yes, in Argentina, we all love. I'm here to tell you that you're discussing Plan Andina, and we are seeing it, and it's happening. I don't know if you can look to in my, I don't know how to say this, wall?
Your timeline, yep.
Profile, yes. And you can see that from the last 15 years, it's happening that some tourists, I don't know how to say this, entre comillas, they are not tourists. They come to Patagonia, they keep trashing everything, and these wildfires are happening since 2010, 2008, even before that. And it's crazy, and I believe that it's happening right now, the Plan Andina. Why? Because Milei, our president, just erased two laws of our constitution.
Milei actually took a law away. So these forested lands in Patagonia are considered protective native forest. When the fire burns, before they were always protected. When the fire burns down now, they become unprotected due to a law that Milei eradicated. The constitution protected those lands permanently. The provision did that was taken out by Milei. Now when the fires burn the forest down, the land's no longer protected, and it becomes federal, and he can sell it.
Exactly.
So that's a claim, and of course it's the same claim, again, was made with Lahaina or things like the Palisades. And by the way, it's been 1 year since the Palisades burned to the ground as a direct consequence of the either, you know, deliberate sabotage or incomprehensible stupidity of Democrats in California. No water. The woman who was supposed to be in charge was in Ghana for some reason. The head firefighter was chosen because she was a lesbian and didn't know what the hell she was doing. I mean, it was a complete disaster, entirely man-made, right? And now, thousands protest in Pacific Palisades a year after fires with no rebuilding. Quote, they let us burn. While the news media is focused on anti-ICE protests happening in Minnesota, there was another protest happening on the West Coast that did not garner nearly as much attention. The people of the Pacific Palisades held a protest to speak out against the non-existent rebuilding in the area a full year after wildfires destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. The people are demanding an end to red tape, fees, and other things standing in the way of recovery, as well as the leaders who are not doing their jobs. The national media doesn't want to cover this because the leaders in question are Democrats, of course. So we can see the same thing happening there. Imagine having your house burned down because of the unwitting incompetence of the people in power. And a year later, you still have not laid a single brick or, you know, even cleaned up to a substantial degree. I want to go to one more video here. This is another major story over the weekend, and it seems to have been confirmed by folks like the White House. Zero Hedge has a story on that today. Basically, an insider from Venezuela, one of these Venezuelan security guards of Nicolas Maduro, came out explaining what it was like to come under attack from the American forces. And he essentially revealed that America unleashed a large variety of heretofore secret and unused weaponry, including sonic weapons that cause people to be disabled because of a sound. I think they are also using AI weaponry, AI guns that can aim and fire on their own volition. And a number of other, like, technological secrets were unleashed on Venezuela. Let's go to clip 29 here, and there's a little explanation of it, and I'll bring you more to the story on the other side. Here it is.
A security guard that was protecting Maduro has spoken, and you got to hear what he said. It's in Spanish, but I'll translate. Also, Trump announced that, you know, the cartels, they're going after him in Mexico. The whole vibe of Latin America has changed because of what happened in Venezuela. And now that we're getting firsthand accounts from people that were there, the soldier says they didn't hear him coming. He says the Americans had technology superior to anything they've ever seen. Everything that they were using for radar, for anything, was completely taken offline. They had drones, and the drones were taking out bases and taking out things faster. They didn't have no technology. They've never had to fight against drones. He also talks about that there was only 8 helicopters. There was only 20 men that were sent in. And those 20 men killed hundreds of their men. And none of those soldiers were injured. He talks about it felt like they were firing 300 rounds a minute. Nothing they've ever seen. Nothing that they can compete with. And then he also talks to the fact that the Americans had some kind of sonic shock boom that was sent out. And everybody immediately started bleeding profusely out of their nose. They couldn't even gather themselves because whatever was sent at them made them fall to their knees and vomit blood out of their mouth and out of their noses. They were incapacitated immediately. He says he never wants to fear, never wants to go through that again. Doesn't want to have to fight with the Americans again. He's sending warnings to everybody out there. That you think you can fight the Americans, you don't even know what their weaponry is like and what they're capable of. 20 men took out hundreds, and that's starting to spread all through Latin America. And now they're not saying, especially after Trump says, hey, Mexico, you're on the list too.
And I'd say it's changed the dynamic between America and really the rest of the world. I don't think it's just South and Central America that we're woken up by the Maduro raid. So there you heard the guy say that there's some sort of sonic weapon that caused them to vomit blood and be completely incapacitated, that 20 men killed hundreds, potentially up to 300 people, didn't lose a single soldier, didn't lose a single piece of equipment, saying they were firing with accuracy and speed that was inhuman. Again, I think they either had drones or they had, you know, drone guns, essentially. You can have a gun on an arm that can aim and fire, so it's a person holding it, but it never misses and, you know, can identify targets on its own. Unbelievable weaponry deployed. Now, this could be fake. This could be propaganda, try to make us seem cooler than we are. But is there a better explanation as to how 20 people went into the middle of a heavily armed, like, wartime capital city and extracted a president without losing a single man? I mean, either somebody on the inside was helping them the entire time, or we unleashed some technology that the rest of the world is not ready for. So, in part, I'm like, hell yeah, go America. This is awesome. On the other hand, I'm like, and Tim Walz is still alive? What? Why, though?
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in 2 delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.